From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group has been killed. It happened in a drone strike in Iraq. A National Security Council spokesman said Fadil Ahmed al-Halali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike on August 18 while traveling near the city in Iraq of Mosul, which fell into IS hands last year. Max Abrams, a terrorism expert at Northeastern University, speaks with VOA.
Even though this high-level guy does seem to have been taken out, I don't think that it will significantly influence Islamic State's ability to generate violence.
This is the first time that al-Halali has been reported dead. It isn't the first time. His death was also reported by the Pentagon late last year, but an official on Friday said it appeared that the U.S. had wrong identification at that time. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris, happened Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two American servicemen.
Comme toujours, lorsqu'il s'agit d'actes qui peuvent...
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve says, as always, when it comes to action concerning terrorism, the greatest precision and prudence are needed, he says. Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified him as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and say he was armed with an automatic weapon and a rifle. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon traveling to Nigeria tomorrow to meet the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and commemorate the anniversary of a deadly attack at the United Nations building in Abuja. This is VOA News. North Korea is warning the South to stop broadcasting anti-North propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by today or face a strong military counteraction. The North's deputy UN ambassador, Ahm Yong-hoon, told reporters in New York the broadcast constitute an open act of war.
If South Korea does not respond to our ultimatum, our military counteraction will be inevitable, and that counteraction will be very strong.
An also said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had ordered troops near the demilitarized zone to enter a quasi-state of war. Meantime, U.S. and South Korean troops have resumed joint military exercises, which North Korea believes are a preparation for war with the North. Crucial meeting of Afghan Taliban leaders and scholars has been going on for several days now in an undisclosed location. The goal to resolve internal rifts over successions that have been engulfing the insurgent group since it revealed late last month that its supreme leader, Mullah Omar, had been dead for more than 2 years. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, is trying to secure his position against rivals who include family members of the deceased leader and other senior Taliban commanders. Worries about slowing economic growth in a number of regions of the world shook investors and sparked a global stock sell-off on Friday. Here's VOA economics correspondent Jim Randall.
It's uncertainty, layer upon layer of uncertainty. The Greek election, call for Greek election, that adds unwelcome and unwanted uncertainty, political uncertainty, to an already complicated picture. China, the engine of economic growth for the past 10 years, China seems to be slowing down. There's new data today that shows that their industrial output is shrinking a bit instead of growing. And there's also uncertainty, even more uncertainty, about whether or not the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, is going to actually raise interest rates on September 17th or not. And investors hate uncertainty.
VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. indexes, the stock markets were down by 3% or more on Friday. Europe fell around 3%, and key Asian indexes were off sharply. Two women made history Friday here in the United States as the first female soldiers to graduate from the Army's elite Rangers School. Rangers make up only about 3% of the active duty force of the Army. Get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.